town hall, weathercock, and the main entrance doorway. The town hall of Narva was built at the order of Charles XI, the King of Sweden, in 1671. The original drawings were created in the Baroque style by George Teufel, an architect and constructor from Lübeck, yet later reworked in the style of Dutch classicism by Stockholm masters. Apart from rich stone decorations, the town hall is remarkable for an abundance of forged elements that were initially covered with gold. A tower with two galleries crowns the entire center of the Italian roof of the town hall. When the construction works were over, the top of the tower was decorated with a forged weathercock in the form of a crane, which according to one version is an allegoric representation of vigilance. In the Baroque epoch, a crane standing with one leg was the most widespread architectural attribute. The other leg of the crane was lifted holding a stone in the talons. A legend mentioned by Aristotle says that when the crane fell asleep, a stone fell out of the talons and the sound of the impact woke up the bird, which in a way was already on guard. For the municipal authorities sitting in the town hall, the crane was a symbol of vigilance, tirelessness, and caution. The crane standard on the apple, which at the moment of installation of the weathercock was filled with Narva minted coins and a manuscript stating the date of when the town hall was unveiled and listing the persons ruling the state. The manuscript also contained the following phrase: "Our Lord, save this house as a pillar for the church of God and as a dwelling place for the justice, as an oracle for those languishing for relief, as an asylum for the innocent and the oppressed, as a repellent for criminals, and to protect it from any misfortune." The doorway of the main entrance to the town hall in the style of Dutch Baroque was produced in Stockholm and brought to Narva. The upper part of the doorway is decorated by three allegoric figures that represent three virtues of the antiquity: justice, wisdom, and abstinence. These figures symbolize three main principles which should guide the work of the local ruling authority in the town hall, the magistrate. The meetings of the magistrate were arranged on the second floor in a large hall in a ceiling decorated with a sky of stars with signs of zodiac.